It's on a river. Schools are in the picture. Downtown, just at the edge of the border there. It's location. It's a fantastic location, and that's where we wanted to build our future mobile power stations. Today, this picture taken last summer, that's what we have to work with. But fortunately, you know, looking at this, there's a good story here in that there were adults in the room when a lot of things were going wrong, and Muncie, you can see, was focused on changing this over decades ago. Thanks to John, the Muncie Sanitation District, and IDEM, they rolled up their sleeves and they went to work. That first picture was from the past with Indiana Steel and Wire there. That's like any picture in America. This picture, unfortunately, is like a lot of places in America. It's amazing that when mistakes happen, the only thing of value left, perhaps, are the buildings. We harvest those buildings. I hate that word, as if next spring we'll get new buildings. But we harvest the value, and we leave behind a mess. Thank goodness we had people in Muncie that said, we will not let this define us. We will make this a better place. And that those discussions 3 years ago, thanks to the groundwork that's been laid, let us talk with General Cable, the owners of this site, let us talk with IDEM, Brownfields Program, and start working together to figure out how can we bring this site back into the community and make product. It's not just focusing on the site itself, it's how can we not only bring the site back into productivity here, but make it fit, make it blend, make it be part of the community. So these simple line drawings, 2D, are hard to visualize. Flatland Resources here at Muncie have done a good job of trying to take us to a virtual world. I'm trying to figure out how to, there we go. Hang on to your seats there. Into Bunch Boulevard, down to the first intersection, to the northeast, and a couple large working buildings. Turning around, you'll see, looking back towards the village, towards the river, to the historic bridge. That's kind of hard to follow. I'd play it again, but the next presenter has got to catch a plane, and his story is going to knock your socks off, let me tell you. This is a beautiful view that is coming right up to Bunch Boulevard intersection on 32. If you look there in the distance, you'll see Muncie. In the gateway, you'll see the historic bridge beyond that tree. You'll see the gateway and the trailhead to the left, and Kitzelman Pure Energy Park to the right. As you would come in the gateway or into the park, those are the two buildings where we'll be building mobile power stations, and we'll be encouraging other pure energy activities and technology. And if you would turn yourself around at that same spot, you'd look back towards the Kitzelman Park Village, right on the river, and you'll see the bridge there. So an overview back, a little bit different from the first photo from the aerial view that showed a beautiful Indiana Steel and Wire setting right there in the community. Very much the same. The difference, emphasis on the word park, a lot of green space, emphasis on live-work locations so that the community can once again, we're kind of going back to the priorities from our past where communities and people came to build product at the same time they built a community. The two go together. And that's exactly what the Kitsama Pure Energy Park is about, is trying to bring back a place where we can build product and build community at the same time in the same place. And it fits well with the trailhead we're very excited to be here today. And I think the vision forward, what this shows is Muncie has a vision of building product and building community. They have a plan, and David Ruman will come up next and show us exactly what that looks like.
Good morning, everybody. We're almost there. Just wanted to give you the sense that we are reaching our concluding points. My name is David Ruben. I'm a landscape architect and urban designer from Land Collective, a landscape architecture and urban design studio, and I'm honored to be a part of this process. I want to take a moment just to reflect upon my first day walking the site. It was with a team of people, many of whom you met today. John Craddock was among them, the folks from the Cardinal Greenway and the White River Greenway as well. And we were walking towards Mott's Pond just to understand the sense of place. And under our feet in the grassy field, little toads were jumping. Amphibians are the first indicator of a healthy system. They are the first to die, and they are the last to come back. And I want you to know you have something wonderful there. We found toads. That's incredible. In addition, before I go on, I want to help you understand the concept of landscape as I see it. Landscape is the broad horizon view. It comes from a term, landskip, out of the 1600s. That's archaic English. It means the context in which we are all situated. And the beauty of landscape architecture, as opposed to, say, building architecture, where building architects design buildings for certain types of people, landscape architects design for the inclusion of everyone. It is the broad spectrum view of our society that participates in landscape. Everyone, whether economically privileged or challenged, participates in landscape. And that's an incredibly powerful tool in which to define a community, because we are identified by the landscape in which we live. Muncie has an extraordinary opportunity, and it has been my privilege to be a part of this process, because it is made up of an extraordinary group of people who see a common vision. There is alignment here, a powerful alignment. When people in a community have alignment, they move forward together, and they create something that is extraordinary. And you have an opportunity here. I was given this opportunity. Phil approached me last spring and said, would you be a part of this process to help us envision what could be? And I was honored to participate, because it brings together so many people in the context of one specific vision. And that is very unusual, and it suggests a great body and heart for this community, and I applaud you. So let's talk about this project in particular, my effort in association with it in the current site. It is a challenge site. We had a specific area in which we were allowed to work. It is a challenge in that it is a puzzle, because, as was mentioned, there are levees and there are contaminated fields, and there's we can't dig down, we can only move up, and there are a river that is extraordinary and that we want to get people to, but there are barriers on all sides, roadways, levees, railroad bridges, etc. And we know that we want something extraordinary to happen here. And part of that, at the heart of that, is this bridge, Bridge 85. And I want to talk about a bridge for a second, because bridges are about crossing divides. And when you think about them as symbols, they're extraordinarily powerful tools. You cross a divide, an abyss, something that you can't get over otherwise. And you, once you're there on that bridge, you have a capacity to see where you're going as well as where you've been. So there are extraordinary metaphors in engaging people in the concept of their own lives. You see where you've been, and you can see where you're going. That's a wonderful thing. The challenge, of course, is that there is a lot that goes on in the site, and a lot that we have to deal with in terms of the parameters. It is a puzzle. So there are things that we can touch, and there are things that we can't touch. And you have to work in landscape, in the concept of the broad horizon view, to figure out how it's all going to come together. I want you to understand also that there is beauty in decay. There really is. In the past, there is an extraordinary capacity to find aesthetic and the prospect for future. So when you look at industrial sites, post-industrial sites, you can find things that say, you know, that's a really interesting pattern that's been created there, or, you know, that material has an incredible tactile quality, or there's been certain species of plants have come in because they actually can thrive in those stressful conditions. And so my job as part of the team was also to think about what does the aesthetic look like? How do we, in fact, brand this site? And part of the challenge was not only figuring out how to get everything together and put this bridge across and get people down and connect the two trailheads, but it was also to re-identify Muncie in the context of this. Landscape is a branding concept. As I said, we are a community that comes together in the context of the broad horizon view, this connective tissue, and landscape can be used to identify. So as Phil said, all of these people are coming from the east, and their first entry into Muncie will be this point. So how can we then identify Muncie in the construct of this, this beautiful construct? We go to the sublime. Of course, everyone goes to the sublime, right? And the context is that in landscape paintings, particularly great American landscape paintings, when artists were going out there to help communicate what this country was all about, they sent out their artists and they created these tableaus and then brought them back to help explain what was out there. And there were a couple of subtle things. There was always a foreground, a middle ground, and a background. And so you begin to think about the construct of this in the way in which painters actually formed compositions. So that you can identify Muncie in the construct of the industrial language, in the ideas of landforms that goes back to our native cultures here, and include the people, all of you, everyone that's outside of this building, the people of Muncie. And when you add that puzzle together, you get what we call Plateau Park. And Plateau Park became a part, we could never dig down, because that's our history. We're trying to keep some of that stuff down, and we want to build up on it. Landscape is a palimpsest. You just keep adding to it. It's wonderful. Great tool. So what is Plateau Park? It's the construct of taking the fact that we have a divide and figuring out how to tilt the landscapes up and down and use that to then benefit us in crossing and creating that connection between communities. And in the end, it will look something like this. And the beauty of the work that we do is that actually it's a math problem. It's all about topography. It's all about levees. It's about fitting water. It's about everything. You know, water runs downhill. And it's all about gravity. And so using all of those tools to come up with a design that allows us to connect across this. But in the end, everything revolves around people, because people are those that engage in this landscape. Remember, it's the broad spectrum view of our society participates and is identified by landscape. So in plan, this is the plan. Energy Park, as you saw, has been added to this since, but it is all of these elements coming together in a composition that allows an extraordinary thing to function, which is connectivity. And this is the addition of the park as we've come to realize it. It's going to be extraordinary, really extraordinary. Because the beauty of a well-designed landscape is that it's an economic generator. Cecil commented that on earlier. Landscapes create economic opportunity. And as you can see it in Gary's first effort, right? This is going to be extraordinary. And it's intended to be used for all seasons, okay? So the idea is to focus on the bridge. That becomes part of the symbol of threshold. It's an identifier as you're coming from the east. It will be used day and night and accessible to all. The Meadow Plateau, which is on the west side, will be this verdant landscape that allows people to rise and see a perspective from across the river. And it will also be the identifier for Muncie. This is the branding element to which I was referring. And so at the top of the plateau where people will be standing in this Corten rise, you have the opportunity to express part of the history, and that comes in the context of how the Ball Foundation and the history of this site becomes important. Because the idea actually is that these letters peel away to stand perfectly straight upright. And in the reveal behind them, there will be crushed ball glass in the ground. And it will be illuminated at night so that that typical ball glass blue glow will be seen by everybody as they pass into the city. And so you see an evening rendering as somebody's out there jogging, and in the distance you can see the Muncie Plateau, the emblematic signage that says you are entering an extraordinary city of community, supported by the Ball Foundation and the blue glass. On the right, in the distance, you can see also our Axis Mundi, our point that says it's actually the engagement of the two trailheads in the Kitzman site, where you have one side saying the Cardinal Greenway, the other one saying the White River Greenway, and then the Kitzelman Trailhead identified as well. Because the beauty about elevated signage like this as a totem is you can see it from everywhere. And you know where you are in the city relative to what you see in the distance. So you'll always know where this is, wherever you are. And it stands proud. And then on the opposite side, the sloped lawn is a place where people might gather for events that are yet undetermined, but it's a program site, where we will have opportunities to have celebrations all throughout the year, because it's tilted, it's raked towards the river, so you're always engaging in the river, with the bridge in the background and the prospect of stage and pageantry. And so looking from the plateau, you can see the letters on the lower right-hand corner, somebody standing up there looking back towards the sloped lawn, and how people engage right down to the river's edge at this point. And the prospect of future kayak launches and people using the river for extraordinary purposes. And then on the opposite side where I said that totem is what we said is the mound. And I have to confess something to Phil. We never saw his drawing. We never saw the drawing to which he referred multiple times. So there is something universal in all the things that were shown, right? They found their way into my heart and this sort of empathetic attitude towards how I would put it out there. And so this is an extraordinary construct. Here's the totem, as I said, three-sided. One can move through it, but the idea is that it will symbolize where we are. And then finally, just to get back to the aerial view, where you see the Plateau Park and the totem in the distance, you see the sloped lawn raked towards the river, you see the historic bridge nestled between Highway 32 and the railway corridor. And I just wanted to, this is an early version. So those drawings are the last iterations of design. This is going back to the beginning iterations of design where we were trying to solve problems through grading and figuring out how the trails would actually meet. So I invite your imagination based on the images that you've just seen in the context of this wireframe. But this is actually how it would be approached. So we're going under 32, and the sloped lawn is to my left, and we're going up the rake, and we're going to turn towards the bridge across the top of the slope. The railway is in the distance there, and we head towards the bridge. And now we're going from east to west across the river. And you can reimagine that young lady jogging across it. And this is an earlier iteration, so the city of Muncie became Muncie because you can stand alone. You don't need city. And then we're coming back down the opposite side, and we're heading towards the totem back underneath 32. And then there's the totem hill on the left side. So I invite you to bring your imagination back into this. And I thank you.
Thanks, David. Todd Donati's the next speaker, and this is where you talk about money and timing and all these things. But I want to make sure everyone in the room understands that we are trying to write the next chapter for the Middletown Studies and get it right. Todd?
I'm gonna kind of move this back if I can. I don't know how quickly I could. Oh, that might be it right there. All right, I don't know if if you guys can see that. But anyways, yeah, I'm up here to talk about the timelines and the money. And I, first of all, I got to say one thing. This is something that has been going on long before I was involved. It's been going on for as many as 20 years, 20 plus years. And I got to say, it takes a lot of leadership and a lot of involvement, and a lot of partnerships to make things like this happen. And to transition to now where we are at, well, where we are at, where we're able to maybe bring this home. And we're in a point where we are creating economic development opportunities and closing this process down in this chapter. And I am excited to be involved in it. One of the things that when I came on board with the Mayor Tyler administration, one of the things that he told me was that I don't want to focus on one area of Muncie. I want to focus on all areas of Muncie. I want to make sure that all areas are beautiful. All areas are a gateway. We don't want to leave anything behind. And so one of the processes was, you know, I want to focus on these brownfields. I want to get these brownfields up and operational, looking good again. And he's doing that. He's got several other opportunities and committees that are working. This is just one area. One of the things that we talked about was this is probably the second most used bridge in Delaware County. And that's unbelievable when you think of where it's going and where it's coming from. So we should be taking advantage of that. And we are. We're doing that right now with all this focus. Now, you know, we're doing three different projects here. You've heard three different major issues. One of them is the MAC Trail, the Muncie Arts and Cultural Trail. You've heard the Kisselman Trail, and you've heard about the development in the KPEP area. All this has a timeline, and all this is coming into a position where we are going forward, and we're making this happen. I don't know if you've heard that we're asking the City Council and we're asking Muncie Redevelopment Commission and the Economic Development Commission to support a $3.5 million bond. Well, that bond is key to what this project or how this project moves forward, because you heard many times tonight the involvement of moving or rerouting Bunch Boulevard. And that's one of those situations where now Bunch Boulevard runs along the river, and it would stop, oops. It would stop along right here where there's a stoplight. I don't know if you guys have gone across that bridge, and there's a stoplight. Well, that bridge is going to be redone. It's going to be actually elevated and be lifted up, and it will take about a two-year process to do that bridge. So one of the things that we've worked out with the state to make sure that we stay on track with this is that we reroute Bunch Boulevard. That's going to help the whole process. It's going to help the levy, and it's going to help the development. Bunch Boulevard will now come under the bridge that it does now and then curve out and go east and come around and connect down here where we will have a new street light that will be able to handle that the traffic in that area. And we anticipate there hopefully be a lot more with all the development. It also involves, if we're going to develop in this area, we're also going to need this connector road that will connect off of Bunch Boulevard and head east to allow us to develop back in here, which will be future Danner company, and this part right here, which would be the start of Muncie's new shell building. And you know how successful we have been with shell buildings. This is why it's important. And we're starting to focus on the east side of Muncie now. We're gonna continue to do that and continue to develop. Right now, and like I said, all these things have to fit into place. So all these, this process that what we have with the Kisselman Trail, we are in the process right now of starting to develop the bridge to go across that you saw the bridge in. It will take about 2 years to get that process going. We will then move into design and start working on the east side of this trail, and which would be the east side of the river, which is over on this side. And then the phase three, which will continue out into nearly 2021, will start on the west side, and we'll start those trails there. So between now, and this is happening, between now and late 2020, this will be in place if everything goes as planned. And we anticipate to stay on track with that. The other process is you heard about, which was the location of the roads. And we anticipate that their location of Bunch Boulevard will begin this summer. We anticipate it will be completed hopefully by the end of this year. So we will have Bunch Boulevard relocated and the tie-in road to start the development so that we can start in early 2017 or just after, maybe get into the spring of 2017. You will see the development of the Danner Building, which is about 100 to 120,000 square foot facility. And you will see the development of the first Shell Building that will go into place. This is 180,000 square feet, of which we will start on the first 60,000 square foot phase of it, which will be expandable to 180,000 square feet. We anticipate that there'll be live-work housing projects that will also be involved in this that will also start in 2017. All this is culminated around the beginning of this trail process. So this creates this, and these are the live-work communities where people will be able to live where they're working. They'll be able to walk to work, they'll be able to utilize the trails, and they will have a beautiful area to live in and work in around of. And so we get into that process. We'll get into the cultural trail. The cultural trail, which you've heard, is we hired, of course, Rundell Erzberger to put that together. You've seen it. We think it can happen. It's feasible. What we have to do now is start to raise the money to make that a reality. So we are in the stage of design and planning because we have to get that in place before we apply for the Tiger Grant, which will be this time in 2017. So we have to make an investment there. We have to make an investment that is going to be continue this whole process. We hope we brought all of you guys together today because we want you to see the whole picture, the whole process, and why we're asking for these types of investments and why we're asking you to be patient with us on how we proceed forward and understand that it takes money in a situation like this to make progress in your community and to pass this on to our children and our grandchildren. We don't want to drop the ball, and we're not going to be the ones that drop the ball. So when it comes to funding, and this isn't even counting all the millions of dollars that have been spent up to this point. I mean, you saw where the Indiana Department of Transportation has invested over $30 million in just this area. You've also seen over the years, the 20 years, all the foundations and the private developers and the private investors and the public have invested millions of dollars in getting the rivers to what they are today. But we figure and we anticipate in the next 3 years or 4 years that we will invest another $108 million into this area. And this will include all three projects. This will include the Kisselman Trail. This will include the MAC Trail. And it will include the investment that will be made in the KPEP or the Pure Energy Park. And you guys have all seen that. So what we have committed right now in committed funds already processing is about $33 million in committed funds. We have a long way to go, but we're going to get there. And we have a plan and a method of getting there. And that's going to involve applying for Tiger Grants. It's going to involve getting the foundations more involved in this. It's going to involve public funds. It's going to involve other grant programs, capital investment, private investment. And then hopefully we're going to look at the possibility of additional regional cities money way into the future. So this is reality. We're excited about it. We're excited you're here. We're excited you're excited about it. And I said it takes great leadership to get us to this point, and that kind of segues me right into the next and final speaker. I want to bring Mayor Tyler back up here to close this thing out. Thank you all for coming.
I told you the 60 to 90 minutes would be very exciting. I appreciate everybody taking the time to sit and be a part of this. And Commissioner, thank you so much for coming to Muncie today. The partnership with NDOT and IDEM, we would not be where we're at today if it wasn't for those important partnerships. I would like to recognize some of the public-private partners that we've had in this project, ladies and gentlemen, not just for a couple of years, but for truly generations. Ball Brothers Foundation, Cardinal Greenway, Community Enhancement Projects, Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, Flatland Resources, George and Francis Ball Foundation, KPEP of Indiana, Muncie Redevelopment Commission, Muncie Sanitary District, Rundell Ernstberger, NDOT, IDEM, and there's many, many more. It's pretty cool when you get to stand up here as the mayor and you listen to people that have been involved in this for years, ladies and gentlemen, like John Craddock or Judd Fisher and others, and you listen to the excitement in their voice about this project. It is a legacy project in all of our opinions. And David, I love what you said when you was talking about the sign, that we don't need a sign that says City of Muncie. Muncie says it all. And Muncie is making a dramatic difference in our lives in this community, ladies and gentlemen, by the way that we are moving forward. Project like this only comes along every now and then. Sometimes it only comes along once in a lifetime. And when you look, I swam at, we called it Moxie's when I was a kid. We swam there. We swam at Phillips Pool. I thought the yellow that was in Moxie's was cute. I didn't realize it was what it was, but yeah. But you go back and you look, ladies and gentlemen, the White River is our greatest asset. It is our greatest natural asset in this community, and we've never used it to connect our community. This is an opportunity of a lifetime for all of us, and as somebody said earlier, for our children and our children's children. When you look at the town gown, the connectivity that this gives us throughout our community. It's the only connector. If you look at our community, when you tie the Greenway in with it, White River Greenway, and all of that, ladies and gentlemen, it makes it such a very, very special project. You look at White River, and again, it's free. It's free for all ages. It's free for all races. It's free for all socioeconomic sectors of our community. That's why it's the greatest connector that we've ever had in our lifetime in this city. And for what we're doing today with our partnerships, with the state, and everybody else that's involved in this, ladies and gentlemen, it is so, so special. I'd really like to thank everybody for coming out. There's a lot of people here that would be glad to answer any questions that anybody might have. But again, thank you all so much for coming out. I'm really glad that we didn't do this tomorrow, because you know darn well if we would have, somebody would have said, April Fools, it's a joke. And this is not a joke. This is exciting, and it's important for our community. Thank you all for coming out. Have a blessed rest of the day. Thank you. 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 Thank you.